Okay, so I want to go through a few more tosis and then look at the rush. I've had a kiddush al yatsu, then kiddush al makom suda, mishum nesiv across the Shabbos oinig, klarim b'makom kriyas kiddush shom tehe oinig. Now the lashon of tosis is that the makom kriyas kiddush shom tehe oinig. It sounds like the kiddush is machayev din oinig over there. You're kaveh the kriya, and the male is machayev din oinig. It's interesting, Lashon, there's a Tosafot before in Kufa Ben Aleph. Tosafot in Kufa Ben Aleph deals with a shaila, the more it discusses a case where a person is eating Suda Shabbos, he's eating a Suda Erev Shabbos, and it's Nimshik into Shabbos. So, are you mechuyev to be mafsik and say Kiddush? Or are you allowed to finish the Suda? Because you... and then say Kiddush afterwards. So Rabbi Yossi holds you can finish the Suda and say Kiddush afterwards. Rabbi Yossi says you have to mamshach the Suda and say Kiddush, and then you mamshach the Suda. So Rabbi Yossi says, the aim of seeking, regarding the Suda, and then you're Mekadosh. He says, because the Kamon Masha, they ain't sorg, the Vort Lasa Suda, the Shem Shabbos, they ain't sorg, the Tzorg, Malo, the Hamtin, Yasuk Miyat. Now, in terms of Eich Yasu Kiddush Loi Suda, Haloi in Kiddush Alamakam Suda, according to Yossi, you finish the Suda, you bench, and then you say Kiddush. You're not eating another Suda, that's so what happened to Kiddush Alamakam Suda. That's Tosis Kasha. Yeshlam the Kosher Kiddush Alamakam Suda, Kiyim and Shemiyad Akhra Suda, Oysa Kiddush, Voysa Kiddush, Suda, Oilal of the Suda Shabbos, Kiddush Alamakam Suda. So Meila, so now if the Lacha is that the Kiddush is part of the Suda. The Kiddush is not part of the Suda. The Suda is done. Now you make Kiddush. If the law is that Kiddush requires it should be done in a Makkah where there's a Suda, so then twice makes a lot of sense. I had a Suda. I'm Yotze Suda Shabbos without Suda. And I'm making Kiddush. Right? So the Cheshon twice makes a lot of sense. So if it's a din in the Kiddush requires a Suda, so the Kiddush had a Suda. If it's a din in the Suda requires a Kiddush, the Suda didn't have a Kiddush. Right? Yosef, the Kiddush only came afterwards. So the Chara, the Vur and Tosis, the Tosis learns that the Ikra, the Kudas, and the Kuda Mitzah, the Kiddush, that Kiddush is only appropriately said in a Mokum where there's also a Suda. So Yosef's Kiddush is, there's no Nafkin if the Suda is first and the Suda is second. That din that Kiddush needs a Suda can be in this Kaim either way. So Tosafot Makom Kriyas Kiddush Shom Tehe Oinig, that in the place where you want to make your Kiddush, there's a lach, and you have to have an Oinig there. Not because the Oinig needs the Kiddush, it's that the Kiddush needs the Oinig. Right? That's the Chara. That's the Chara of War and Tosafot. L'Shmuel Amar L'Kedusha BeKnishta, L'Rav Tzarich L'Kedusha BeKnishta L'Hoitzi Kol Oisim She'en Lehem B'nei Bayis Shel Yisarchu L'Kaddish BeBeisim. So the more it's a kasha, according to the rabbi, it's not a kasha. According to the Shmuel, it's a kasha. Fine. So the more says he was doing it to Moitzi, the Orchim. The Orchim Shasa Bebede Kirishta, Tois is a kasha, the more it may ears, Masha, but the Sias, and Orchim Behem, Main Shosim Behem. Vavag of the Chilat Shishtia Shal Mitzah is Mocha Kedermina, and Mishisham, Shoy Orchim Shom Bekirish HaChadish. Gamach Shom Noegim, Lishtois Kois of Havdala, Bebris Milo. Kumogam Shaina Shal Mitzah, Rishina is also in Shal Mitzah. Or Rishina is also Filo Bishal Bavel. An element can overcome a Hosim. Ravina Ravada Barabba shall you have rights in the colors of Bebekinesim, Nek Shamim, Ilamashim the Shmaitza by Selusa. So it was raining outside. They could go inside and get out of the rain. The Mor says that they only did it to be, it's a fair Shemish Bryce over there. It's also to be Nithus into the Shul just to get out of the rain. But they did it because they wanted to, they were talking and learning, and they needed Shemaitze by Silusa. He needs a cleric, they were sharing their ability to learn. They're getting distracted because of the rain. Right? So that was in Bavel. So before that, these halachas of COVID apply to Bavel as well. in general, the Mora assumes that the Kedusha of the Batei Kisiyas in Babel is not the same level of Kedusha as the Batei Kisiyas in Eretz Yisrael. Batei Kisiyas in Eretz Yisrael, Hayois, they're Be'ez Hashem going to remain, whereas Batei Kisiyas in Chutz Loretz, they're going to eventually, Kleis is going to leave, go back, so that the presence is there is more temporary, you suppose Eretz Yisrael is permanent. Therefore, the Kedushas, Batei Kisiyas, they gave it a Kedusha, a higher level of Kedusha than the Batei Kisiyas above. Now, the Gemara says that I, behold the Kamar Hosn, Batei Kisiyas above, al Tanai Asuyim, which means they don't have a full level of Kedusha. And if so, you could eat in them or drink in them. Samela, Ramashul talking about above, al Kar, we don't Makash. He says, no, Hainu, that's Lachar Shish Yichrevu, Shein Noigamim Kedusha. So the Chokmah Shana Rashi over there learns that the Tanai works even when bits binyanon biyishuv on the lashon there. While the basic Knesset is standing, Tanai works, and therefore you Tanai be matzah achil and shtiyah in the basic Knesset, even when the shul is standing. Tosfos Shita is over there, Megillah, and over here. Tosfos says that no, that Tanai only works even after the basic Knesset is nechrav. The halacha, there's a chiyuv of the makam itself has a din kedusha, and there's still the surim on the makam, and that zokt the Gemara that the batei kisiyas and bubble were made al tanai. That once they're nechra, they don't have a kedusha anymore, and even that you can't do ma'aseh bizoyin in the makam, but other things are mut. A straight shulchan aruch passes like Tosis. That the tanai only works b'chobon and not be yeshuvan. But the Minhag Olam, as we saw, Machan Shitas Rashi, the Nesek Kedemar to bring Rashi argues, and that's which we eat and drink in a Beis Medrash. That's a fair issue. A lot of eat and drink because the Minhag Olam spend the whole day in Beis Medrash. Once upon a time they did that, better. The Minhag Olam even nowadays spend the whole day in Beis Medrash. So they need to be able to eat and drink there. But shul, it's made for tefillah, so what you shouldn't be eating, you shouldn't be drinking there. So, but the mice, they use shul's other things, etc. Mm-hmm. They bring some hashitas Rashi that it's made out tonight. Now, the Tosfos says, but there's another heter that suda, that mitzvah is mutter. So the Yerushalmi says that they would the suda's Rosh Chodesh that they would. They would feed to convince the Edom to come to be meyed. So that was a suda's mitzvah. Therefore, that's mutter even so. It's not all tonight. So you don't have the heter of tonight, and it's b'shuvan anyway. But there's a heter of mitzvah. So he says, but it doesn't work over here because the suda here is not called a suda's. This is not called a suda's mitzvah. So. So some of the Chachamim asked, "What do you mean it's not a mitzvah? It's Seder Shabbos. Seder Shabbos is lachar is halakha mitzvah, right? So lachar, what's your shot? So so lachar, I could be a chiluk like this. Just touching on what we were touching yesterday. So that didn't. It's Reishan Gimel Dalet. Reishan Gimel Dalet says that halacha that if a person wants to mitzvah somebody in the Brit Piyah Gov and of Kiddush, they can do that. Even though they're not drinking, which normally Brit Chazan Henan need to have, right? So, and there the Ramah says, and that works even by Kiddush Shal Shachris. I can meet somebody else in the Kiddush Shal Shachris and not drink, and somebody else will drink. Which is not like the Biskarov. That was the point we were saying yesterday. But on that din, it says, the Mishabura points out, but that's only for the Kiddush. What about the Hamoitzi? So the mitzvah, you have to be in the henna. You can't be mitzvah. If you make kiddush on pas, person in the yain, so that'll be the same thing as berachos the brei piyah gof, and the berachos of mitzvah will be the same as the brei piyah gof. I can say I'm mitzvah without eating. Somebody say brei piyah gof without eating. I can say mitzvah, and I'll say I'm mitzvah and I'll say the kiddush, and you'll eat the bread. That's not a problem. But a stam sudas mitzvah, you can't do that. I lachara sudas Shabbos is a mitzvah. And this whole argument, if you do it with tzarach mitzvah, I can. It's not. It doesn't have a din of berachos henna. I can be mitzvah. So Mishabura's Lashon, which I recall correctly, it's a mug and a rum. Mishabura's Lashon is, so that's in Reisha and Gimel, Yutes. No, yeah, Yutes. Va'af Tehem Shalchayv. The mitzvah is to have anor. The mitzvah is oinik Shabbos. The yisod of the mitzvah of achilas surah Shabbos is the oinik. So therefore, vein la mitzvah atzmachayv horaya. So why you lot of the Morris says you lot of fast at tanis chalayim on Shabbos? Why you lot of fast at tanis chalayim on Shabbos? Because since a person is since a tanis the Gemara says in Shabbos helps him about the gzeira of the chalayim, and the person's fadaygid about the chalayim, so therefore he has an oinig in fasting in order not to be worried about the chalayim. So for him, it's a bigger hanoah not to eat than to eat. So he's not mechuyav to eat. So who nehana mimashim misana ain't tzarich lechol kedisiv siman resh peichetz. That's the siman of tanis chalayim. Therefore, it comes out the ikar mitzvah of Surah Shabbos is the nekuda of the hanoah of the surah. So that I can't be moed to you. That's what Mishabur says over there. This is from. It's a Taz. No, it's a Taz over here, right? He brings all the Levushas argues. Levush says, no, you can, the same way you can do a Berber Pigov, you can do it on the Berchas HaMotzi also. He says, the Taz, in other words, are not like that. That's not true. So it comes out that the Yisoid of the mitzvah of Surah Shabbos is the Oinik Shabbai. So that's what Tosafot says. That doesn't have a dinner of Surah Mitzvah, that's supposed to eat in the Surah, eat in the Shul. The mitzvah is to have a party. That you can't do in a Shul. Right? Whereas Surah Rosh Chodesh, the whole mitzvah is the mitzvah. That suit over there was they were kaveyah suit for a purpose of being able to facilitate the mitzvah of Kiddush HaKadosh. So Mela, that was the tzarech. Other Rishonim give an answer. It said the chilkus chilk between the tzarech Rav and the tzarech Yochid. And so Surah Rosh Chodesh was a tzarech Rav. So the Chazal, the Sibra needed that. So, and they say that, to answer Tosfos Kasha, they say to Chanami, that the Ochlu Rishosu and the Beit Kanishta, taking care of the Aniyim is a called Tzarech HaRabim. So Mela, it was mutter to use the shul for the purpose of taking care of the Aniyim. So if I want to have my Bar Mitzvah celebration in the shul, that's not a Tzarech HaRabim, it's a Tzarech HaYochim. Right? So that I can't do. I want to have a Sudas Chasna, that's a Tzarech HaYochim. But the Tzibur should be Michael the Aniyim, that they need a place to eat. So that's a Tzarech HaRabim, and Simela, that's why it was, that's how they answer Tosfos Kasha. They say, Nechanami, that the Chilek is not Mitzvah versus not Mitzvah, the Chilek is Mitzvah of a Rabim versus not a, so I can call Surah Shabbos a Mitzvah, but it still wouldn't be Matar, Mitzvah there, it'd be Mitzvah Matar, Mitzvah Tzarech HaRabim, but Tosfos doesn't go with that. The Kais of the Bracha. Correct. So Tosfos doesn't go with that, Tosfos goes with the Heter is Mitzvah. Right, so that's just the why. So the answer of Rabbim is different. Like your answer, was it given between? Those we showed him. How would the what would those we showed him do with Kaddish Bracha of the mitzvah? Mestama, that they held this no eitz over there, because they did the bris in the shul, so they would need to make the bracha there. Mestama, they would hold that. That's the head. I'm not sure.
These are the
hashes.
Wasn't that they know where to go? It's not mostly people decided. I want to be in the shul. Bring them to the shul.
Exactly. That's what he said. That the Tzarech HaRabim stalker taking care of the Aniyim. And that's the fellow. That's all the Rishonim answer. That's why it's called Sudas Mitzvah. Tosfos is not being correct. It's the same. Yeah. Tosfos the answer, Yeshua Lav Davka, but the Mesh Kanishal of Bechadorim Shah Yusmuch and Basic Nesses. Kurbe Kanishta, Mishoma Yeshama Kiddish, Fima Shaparash, the Mokam and Mokam Chad Besa, Kshadai Telech, Mokam Acha, Yesh Kiddish, Osi Shab. So Tosfos says, either you'll tell me the Pshad is that he was standing in the shul saying it, they were standing in the room hearing it, and that's okay. Or they heard it in the shul, and then they moved to the room. It's Mokam and Mokam, it's not Kiddish Mokam Suva. But according to what I said before, maybe in the same building from room to room is mutter biyadas. So that's how that'll work. Either or, that's not true. The case has to be that they were sitting in their room hearing the guy say it in the shul.
So if you got your shul, then they probably ate in the shul. Oh,
shul, they ate in the shul. Correct. Yeah, correct. Tosfos is not going on the shul. Okay. Welcome, Bechad Beis. The Elam learned on my Beis already, right? Yeah, good. Okay. I didn't wait for an answer on that one. At least Gemara you saw already by now. Yeah. Reb Nachum Zatzal, when he would say on Yevamos, he says you say Yevamos stuff. You know, he starts again the sugyas over there. Zika, you can't learn Zika without knowing Zika. You know, you need this. So it's like Tzemes, but Tzemes is sugyas. So how do you learn it? So you have to learn Gemara Rashi again this month from that base of the Laf Lamed. And a few weeks later, he was head over again from that base with Tosfos. Right. I had a chaver, Baron Waldman, Zichu Lebracha, was Simon's nephew. So he came to tell us from Eretz Yisrael, learned by Reb Gifter. So the yeshiva did a cycle of chulin. In Europe, they used to do chulin. In America, they took it out, but one time they did it, 1982-83, they did chulin. So he said, you learn chulin, like so many different sugyas, there's overlaps, etc. You have to learn chulin first. So he took up a month, and he learned from the homosaf, 140 blot. And then we said it over again, you know. Right? So, you guys can do like a 2 blot like that, you know, in a week. If you know 140 blot in a month, right, so... And the scary part about it, he knew it also. That was the scary part about it. Okay. So the Mora says, welcome, Echad Beis. So the Mora says that we thought that Kiddush Mokum Suda is only problem by the bias. But within one bias, it's not a problem. And the Mora said, that's not true. It is a problem. So the Maskan of the Gemara, Kiddush Mokum Suda is a problem even within one bias, Mokum, unless you're this heter of having das. But otherwise, it's a problem. We thought it was okay. The Mora never meant from one corner of the room to another corner of the room. That's not a problem. Which means even the Maskana that is a problem, but is not a problem. How do I know? Because the Mora obeys, the Mora says that Mimakam Lamakam is not a problem by Shinim Makam. I'll leave it there. So here we're saying Mimakam Lamakam is a problem, and there we're saying Mimakam Lamakam is not a problem. So the Tosis, it's very simple. Omebeis, Mimakam Lamakam met Mipina Lapina. From one place to another place in the same room. That's not kind of a problem. It's not a problem by Shinim Makam. It's not a problem by Kiddush Mimakam Zod either. The Mora here says Mimakam Lamakam is a problem, it met Micheder Lecheder. Which is a problem over there in my base also. So even the Mora is using the different Lasharnas to refer to different cases, but the din is the same. Yeah? Right? So that's, so Tosfos, but Tosfos says, how do I know that that's what we have to assume? Because since I'm a base, Mipina Lapina works, it's not a problem. So it has to be over here that it works also. Because it's not Mistar, but it's in the din of Kiddush Makam Suda and the din of Shini Makam Gabi Brachas. That's Tosfos Hanocha that he starts from. Which the car, come on, Gabi Shinim Makam, the Kamar Lashonel, me bias the bias, it's only a problem, me bias the bias. Me Makam Lamakam is not a problem. So me Makam Lamakam means me Pina Lapina. But me bias the bias is the problem. What about what? No, that's what it means. So sometimes Chazal use Lashon of bias, they mean a room. So the more is Lashon of bias, the bias is a problem. It means Mecheder Lecheder. A Kalvachar, me bias the bias. Okay. Mil Yeshorim, the Garcian and Hachel, me Pina Lapina. So Tosfos says, but there is a Girsa, which is the risk Girsa, that the Girsa over here is me Pina Lapina, which means the more saying, I thought me Pina Lapina is not a problem. Kamashma, that it is a problem. So according to that Agirsa, Kiddush Mokum Suda and Shinim Mokum are not the same. Because with Shinim Mokum, Mipina Lepina is okay, and by Kiddush Mokum Suda, Pina Lepina is not okay. Right? So, Pashtus, we're saying the Tudumah didn't. You'll see the round says that the issue is not Pina, the issue is not Shinim Makam versus Kiddush Makam Suda. the case of a meis is talking about drinking wine, and here we're talking about a meal. See, it's called wine, where you're less kavu in your place, than a meal, where you're more kavu in your place. That's the Ran's approach. But otherwise, the something of all the other Rishonim in the Girsa of the Rif is that Kidrakam Suda and Shini Mokim are not telling Zebizet. But Tosis, before he gets to that Girsa, says, no, that it has to mean over here, Mimokim Mokim, Mechana Mechana, because it can't mean Mipina Lepina, because I have chloride in the Shini Mokim, that works. Now, what choice is right that the Tolizeb is at? So we put down, we learn the Rashbam, right? That, according to Rashbam's second shot, that the Din of Kishon Mokim Suda is that it's appropriate to say the Kiddush in a place where it's Choshevah wine. And wine which is Shayat to the Suda is more Choshevah wine than the wine is not Shayat to the Suda. So you need the Kiddush Mokim Suda because otherwise it's felt in the cheshivas of the wine that you're using. Or say it positive way. It's more kosher to use that wine. That's the wine Chazal were kaveya. Right? It says Inami Tzavara. The Ikwim Kiddush Al-Yayin Mistama Al-Yayin Shemashas Suda Hukva the kosher. So Mistama the Kviyas was on the wine of the Suda which is more kosher than the wine. So the wine which is shy to the meal is more kosher than the wine than all the wine. So according to that, we said the Kara Tosis is very mistaken. So as much as you're telling me that it's the same place the Gabi Suda, it's the wine of the meal. So I can't tell you the Gabi Kiddush, it's called a different place, it's not the same Makkah. The Gabi Shini Makkah, it's called the same place. Is it the same place or not? All right, so that's very mistaken. But according to the first word of the Rashba, that there's this pasuk, so the pasuk is how does Tosis comes along and says the double pasuk that Tosis is my kriyach that the pshat in the word has to be next because otherwise it doesn't shim in the word of a bay. So who said they have to shim? What? I don't believe Rami Pina is good. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that let's clash out the Gemara. The Gemara says, that was the case of the shul to the house. So Sovereign, you know, I thought that Shmuel was only discussing Mibayas the Bayas. But Mimakim and Makim is okay. So I see Makim and Makim was not okay. I don't know the Zilutin Mecheder, the Cheder, and Pina and Pina. Again, but I don't know that there's a mila klapi the din of in one bias room to room and within a room of, I don't know that there's any chiluk and svara. I don't know there's a chiluk and svara between the two. I think that's what he means. That he says, I'm appealing to Yesh Kiddush, Kehechdol Choshesh in Mokim Basamach. I'm saying that this is how to learn the Gemara, and the Gemara is Dafka, because I get the Gemara of Mabez is Machriach, meaning to say that. If I have no Hechdol in the Gemara of Mabez, I can learn the Gemara of Mokim Mokim, means any Mokim is a problem. Any Shini Mokim is a problem. So Mechad of the Cheder, Mipin of the Pin is also a problem. The Ran, Taka asked the Kasher, the Riff learns Mipin of the Pin is a problem. He says, what's the Raya? The Raya is from Mimigilar, what's the Raya to Mipin of the Pin? He says, because there's no chiluk in sword, there's no chiluk. Once you see it's lavdaf can be bias to bias, any shini makam is a problem, so mecheder lecheder, mepin lepin is also a problem. Once I prove mecheder lecheder is a problem, the riff holds in sword, mepin lepin is also a problem. So I don't have a riot in the Gemara. Yeah, I don't think he's a riot. He's just saying the maisa, this is the way he's learning up the sugya. Because of his hecher, because of his sound, the Gemara obeys. So Tosfos assumed for the proportion. So, Balabatas, I say, listen, I got two Gemaras that they're the same page. Kuval, you know, Kuval from an Alpha Beis, and the words mean different things, right? It's taka funny, but in Svor the dinim, why should Chazal set up two sets of dinim? The guy be dinim shini makom. The flow of the Gemara is we set it out. that the Gabi Kiddush, it works. The Gabi Yain doesn't work. I mean, we're starting off with dinim changing place. So why should that be chiluk? That'd be balabatish, right? But according to the Rashbam, is saying in the second lashon, it's more than balabatish. It's a shtick alumnus. You know, the taka svora, the shinimakim of the suda is the siba for the problem for kiddush malkum suda. The taka told you zebezesh. According to the Rashbam's first lashon, the Kohen not totally zeb zeb batzim.
The idea has to be, according to the Rashbam, the reason that the issue by Shinim Malkum seems to be has a fast issue. So that certainly wouldn't apply to Kish Malkum Suda. That idea of.
Okay, so we learned that the Hesed Das doesn't mean Hesed Hadas. Because it's a fair statement, like, he wasn't Messiah Hadas. Right? It means the same way Hesed Hadas functions as a Silik of a Suda, Shinim Malkum functions as a Silik of a Suda also.
Even with that, Kiddush Malkum Suda is not, that's not going to be shy of Kiddush Malkum Suda. I'm making Kiddush here. You're not going to say this is a Gemara, it's some type of Gemara that took place or has a Hadas.
No, so the way I understand Shinim Malkum, according to Rishbam, even he doesn't mean Hesed, he means the same way Hesed. You weren't by the chair, right? You weren't by that chair?
I was filled in.
Okay. Do you trust the aid? Okay. Right. So the whole idea that your mamshech a bracha, you send the bracha to multiple things, and we're so used to it that's called normal. You know, we don't really think about it, but it's taka chiddush. So there are gedorim in that chiddush. So it has to be nikva as one eating session. It has to be one session of achila, one mice of achila, one session of achila. Right. So Hesed Hadas is clear that it's a second session. Shini Makum Hayois, that normally is the way you end the meal is by picking up and leaving. So Shini Makum functions as the end of an eating session by definition. So even though clearly over here I plan to be mamshit my suda, I made the kiddush, I plan to be mamshit, but the Shini Makum is kaveya that session is over. That would be the lumdus, how you would say it. Even though it comes out that it's too mice, so that would be the problem. So that then if that's the vort, so that's the din of Shini Makum. It's the same din.
How would das help? How would having das help?
So the way das helps, if you learn that das only helps mecheder lecheder, is because das is kaveh that the whole, like I said yesterday, that the whole bias is my makum. I can't override Shini Makum. I can make it that it's not a Shini Makum. In other words, Edechem Hebayis to Bayis, Das doesn't work, because the mice, it's a different Makum. But if I say, if I would be conveying my meal, right, that I like to paster, I don't sit during my meal, I walk around during the meal. That's my meal, that's how I eat a meal. So my Makum is my whole area that I'm pacing. Right? So the idea that I'm planning to move from room to room for my meal is I'm saying that I'm using the whole house as my place to eat. So I'll leave some crumbs here and some crumbs there, right? I want to make sure that there's what to look for during Pesach, you know? So that's a different lakuda. It's not the pshat is I can override Shini Makum with Das. Das makes it not a Shini Makum. That's why I learned like that. That's why it's cheshbon like that on Tosis.
Clearly he was already planning on eating over there.
So the Tzlach asked the Kasha, and the Tzlach says that he learns in Shmuel that Shmuel is only masim this in Bidiyev and Al-Khar Kila. So that's why he cheshmed the Gemara, that the Gemara meant to say that he moved Meir La'ara before he made Kiddush, because if he made Kiddush and then move, even with Al-Das Kain, it would be a Bidiyev, but that's why he moved before. He learns the cheshmed the Gemara, that's how the Tzach learns the Gemara, to avoid that problem. Right. Louder. Right. I have no hechak mitzad svor in the same of the same, except for it's not logical that Chazal was dealing with dinim and makom, and they made two different sets of rules. Right, but it's not the etzem. It's a hekesh. It's not, you know. Malkum the Xavier Shova. Right? It's more like it's a. Okay. If you guys want to move closer in so you can hear easier, I don't mind. I don't feel threatened if you move closer. I mean, you don't have to move closer, you don't want to, but it's easier to check my voice or not check my voice. Okay. Do two more tests and then we'll look at try and get to the rush. Team of midi near the Hanu team is lechem. Can remember prepare game on the shuas. Can remember and she needs a midi. Va'ozi va'aklu fine. Va'ozi va'aklu v'shasu. Imoral minatagim al Hashem gimel sudas Shabbos kimoy besukah. Hanu dafke besudas shlishes. Avol besudas arvis v'shachrus shehem ikur kavod Shabbos. Okay. So now this is the Malaysian measure of close Mishnah, right? Whether the din of Kiddush Malkum Suda requires that you have to eat lechem or not, or you can be yotzu minor thagim, and thagim is mazonis, right? So Tosha says, well, I can't use it for Suda Shabbos, of Leil Shabbos and Suda Shacharis, which are the ones that have it in Kiddush. So again, if we're saying that the din yayin is shaykh to the Suda, the point is the yayin of the Suda is kosher b'yayin. So then it makes a lot of sense. The whole idea is to have your yayin together with the Suda Shabbos. And the halacha says Suda Shabbos means lechem. So I have mazayin and shkoyach. What does it help me? The yayin wasn't part of the meal. The whole idea is the yayin should be shaykh. The Rashbam, second cheshbon, the Tosha makes a lot of sense. It's poshut. Right? But according to the first cheshbon, b'makom kriya chamtei oinig, how do I know that means lechem? If I sort of shlishes, I can be yotze my whatever didn't own I'm chay. I can be yotze with minor kategima. Why can't I think kish malkum suda also accomplishes that? What's the hecher? If you tell me the pshat is the board was because our commander yayin we shaykh to the suda and suda means dafka lechem by these sudas. So maybe the only way I can get to kish malkum suda is with dafka lechem. That's the current of cheshbon tosis. Okay. Interesting shayla and poskim handle shayla. Can you eat two sudas by night and then one by day? Right, Tosis is very comfortable saying you eat all three by day. There's no din dafka one by night and two by day. So maybe I can do two by night and one by day. You know, occur what? All three by night. Stomach. What? The Shulchan Aruch down there is one sheet which argues you can have four chatzos, but right, which was some kind of base of that sheet. He's worried about kiddush malkum suda. Right. Tosha is saying, listen, that Rob came along and said, I'm worried about the Kiddush Malkum Suda, so you have to eat something over here. So I'm worried about, have to eat something over here because you got to eat Suda Shabbos. Shimon. Tosha is saying, forget about Kiddush Malkum Suda. Let's say Rob is right. I would tell him, listen, you have to eat because I'm worried about your Suda Shabbos. That's Tosha's gosh. Tosha says, no. I'll Suda Shabbos you can eat tomorrow. Or you can eat somewhere without, I'll make the yayin here and have the Suda there. Right? But since you need Kiddush Malkum Suda, I say I want you to eat. Now, once that's true, I can say the reason why that's true is because the Kiddush has to be shaykh to a Suda, so maybe I have to have a Suda now. That what the second half, what is true, what to say, the problem is Kiddush Malkum Suda. I don't know what Tosha says. Tosha says, Lu Yitzur, when we know that the problem is Kiddush Malkum Suda, there's a separate problem. Forget about Kiddush, there's Suda. Ah, that's not a problem, because you need all three Sudas by day. Right. were not for the problem of Kiddush Makom Suda. The Mora says, I couldn't for die for Eich that you should be kind of the Kiddush Makom Suda. Mainly, you have to eat something over here. Why did he say for die if you have to be kind of Suda Shab? So that's Toys's cash. The Toys says, because that's not a problem. I can eat all three meals by day. Mitzad that. Well, yes and no, because we pass in all the doses that you can be asked to get to with minute hagima. So theoretically, I could eat, make kiddush by Friday night, eat minute hagima, be at the kiddush, eat all three meals by day. Theoretically, I can do that. Tosis holds it, you have to have lechem, so you have to have a suda. So, right? But we don't pass on the Tosis that you have to have lechem. Even though Mishabur is masubing maybe by light, nighttime you should be makbid davka to do, use lechem for Kiddush Makom Suda. As opposed to by daytime, which is only the by nighttime is the rice, it's by daytime is the rabbanon. So we're more makel on what you can use for Kiddush Makom Suda. But make your idea in case you don't have an option, a person can make Kiddush Belaila, eat mazornis, and be Kiddush Makom Suda. And eat a suda by day. No, Tosfos says you have to wash. Yeah, good. But Aliva the Emes, if your name was Tosfos, so it comes out you can't eat all three sudas by day because you have to have a suda by day. Correct, because you need to welcome suda. It has to be a suda. They didn't have yain at home. They're not going to kiddush tomorrow. They didn't have yain at home. If you hold Rav, I don't eat right now. I can eat kiddush without the suda. I'll be yotze kiddush now, and I'll eat the suda tomorrow. No, then you can't have a suda without nair.
And yet, when they lived there, they only still had the pork. If there's a second answer, why was Rabba worried that the light by the yayin would go out, but not the light by the food? Well, I mean, why is it an answer? Ah, they would have had. Okay, so by the light, where they had the yayin, the candle would go out, but where they had the food, the light wouldn't go out. Worried about the light going out. How does it answer the...
What, you
asked for the second terrence? Yeah. It's more just like a Matthias thing. Like, how does it answer... It doesn't answer the question of five.
Okay, let me ask you... Let's go back a second. Shimon's question, right? Let's say he knew that he had yayin at home. And the lach is you could eat all three sudas by day. So Friday night, I said, you know, I'm really tired. This sort of thing I'm not interested in. He davens, goes to sleep, wakes up in the morning, says kiddush, and eats three meals during the day. Does that work? Karn Tosfos says, yes. We pass like that, by the way. Not lechatchila, but if a person did not eat the sort of halal, you make kiddush, b'yom. The kiddush of Friday night, you say Shabbos morning. And you have three meals by day. The person was sick Friday night, he couldn't eat. So Shabbos morning feels better. So he didn't make kiddush Friday night. He didn't eat anything. So he makes kiddush of the bracha makadosh Shabbos, Shabbos morning, and he eats a meal, and he has two more meals during the day. He has three meals, right? Problem is they didn't have wine at home. That's the case over here. Because Rob is saying, "Oh my gosh, you got to eat something over here because you're going to go home, and there's not going to be any nair." So it says, the problem wasn't the nair, right? Because like Rashi says, you can have all three meals by day. So then, great, wait till tomorrow, make kiddush. Like what? What are you all fedaigan about? You'll hear kiddush. I said Kiddush, very wonderful. You're going to go home, and there's no nair, so you won't eat. You'll make Kiddush tomorrow. They didn't have wine at all. So they have to go to the Kiddush over here. So you hold a Kiddush at Malkum, so it's not necessary. They heard Kiddush over here, they go to Kiddush, and then they'll go have their meals whenever they have their meals, tomorrow, tonight, whatever. If there's a nail, they have it. If there's no nail, they won't have.
Why would Robert bring up the nair? Nair doesn't matter. The problem is, you have yayin here and food over there, and you have to have it together.
So, that's... One second. Perhaps that's what the Rishbam is trying to address. So you'll end up without a meal. And even if you tell me you don't worry, but does it bother you? You'll eat three meals by day, right? You'll go to sleep without a chila. But it doesn't help you because we have this other problem. Because kiddush achol enough kisui, they kiddush.
The Rishbam is just trying to say he wanted them to be to kiddush. My original question was why? How? If the light's going to go out where the yayin is, I originally read it that they had wine at home. If the light's out, so they can't eat the suda. So then, having the wine doesn't help because you can't be kiddush without a suda. It's according to second place, the second answer. So they have yayin. The light will go out by the yayin, but they'll be able to eat the suda because they have a nair somewhere else with food. They don't have yayin with it. So if we're worried about light, the nair is going out, so then we're worried about nair is going out. How does that help? Rob himself, but trying to get home, maybe the nair would be out. Why would he assume? Why would he think that only? It's just more of a why was Rob thinking this? Cartesius is saying Rob was telling them maybe the nair by your yayin. Obviously, they had yayin and food, and the nair over there will go out. Of course, he knew that they had food somewhere else with the nair that wouldn't go out. Why? That's the way I read it, but I could be misunderstanding. That's what Tosis' answer is. He says, he probably wasn't worried about them having a nair with food. That he did.
No, you're right. Nothing. Rabba's case was that they had wine at home. But this is cash bringing it out. They had wine at home, but the problem is he was worried about the nair going out. So since they're not going to eat the meal without, so they might drink, but they're not going to eat the meal without, right? So they're going to not eating the meal. They'll eat the meal tomorrow, and they'll make kiddush tomorrow, right? So that's not a problem. But if you want to... If you're going to go somewhere else, my place, they'll still go to the neighbor. The neighbor has a nair, but there or no chila. They'll go somewhere where there's no wine. Even if they have wine at home. He says, since you're not going to make kiddush tonight, because you won't have a meal. So it comes out that you weren't yours to make kiddush. So you end up going to. So I would like you to be yurts over here where you have yayin, nair, and achila, as opposed to going home where you're going to have yayin without achila. And elamai, what you'll wait till tomorrow is that achanami. That's not an option. But this way you would have to, you wouldn't be able to eat anything until then. So by saying, well, okay, I'll go home, and I'll make kiddush at home, and I can eat now. I just won't. I'm not going to eat my suda without the nair. So I'll eat something. I'll go to bed. That's not an option. That's what Tosfos is cheshbon. So that's the Rosh Hashanah. That's the Rosh Hashanah. Is this a raya that Suda Shabbos requires nair? Without nair, you can't do Suda Shabbos. Or it just means practically, right? Right? Because the Mora says that a person doesn't have a geshmak in the chila unless he can see it. The same, but I'm not sure which element whether Tosis learns that, you know, is Dafka that way or not. I wouldn't necessarily commit to that.
So at the end of the day, now I'm just talking about that Tosis is chashash, is that they're not able to eat.
Right.
Rabba was just trying to save them from going to bed hungry. Well, that's different.
Yeah.
First off, that's not what the response says. The response says definitely not that, right? But what the feel at the moment we shouldn't be like he was is okay, fine, don't go to bed hungry. So it seems that Rashbam is saying that the people wants him to be it's a kiddush.
I don't know. Tosfos is not learning. I don't think Tosfos is learning like the Rashbam.
Right. So Tosfos just wants. You're saying according to Tosfos, Rabbi was just one didn't want them to go to bed hungry.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
From my original.
Yeah.
I still don't understand why Rabbi was not worried about them having. The second answer doesn't make sense to me. If we're worried about the candles going out, all the candles are going out. The candles only last so long. Why was it so clear that there was candles with food?
No, there's a place somewhere out there. Somewhere out there, you'll find a place which has a, which somebody's someplace. There's a nair.
And then assuming that they're not going to have yayin. Maybe. Why would there?
We're not assuming that. We're saying that this is a. You see, when the whole thing over here that yayin wasn't necessarily enough. It's that they're making kiddush in the shul because not everybody had yayin at home. Right. That was according to Rav. That's
it. Would be much easier to say that you'll find somewhere. With
Naren
and food, but in one place you have wine, maybe
that'll
end up.
Correct.
But
even
so, how come
only
mentioned the
eight
just
to
make
kiddush
on bread with the
Yevet?
Yeah,
that's very. If there's yain in the city, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So okay, well, let's hold the rush. The rush today. So basically on Sunday, I want to get it. All right, let me. Move into the rush already, the rush and the run. And then I'll try and write up some armakamas. Not tomorrow. I know the Erlem would like to.